This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is reportedly recovering well after a heart transplant surgery at a hospital in Fairfax, Virginia over the weekend. He had his first heart attack in 1978. We understand he is recovering well, and we have an update, right, Rob?
Yes, Buzz. Good news is we still have the Skype connection up from when you were dying at Fairfax Hospital.
Oh, that is helpful.
So if I turn the switch on, we should have the... I don't know if we're going to actually speak to... Hello, who,
maybe
are you there?
A doctor,
yeah.
Or who's...
Hello?
I'm not sure who we're connecting
to. Yeah, we're just connecting to Fairfax Hospital. Innova Fairfax Hospital.
We have a feed. I hear the room.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, who's speaking?
This is Dick Cheney's new heart.
Oh, it's the new heart.
We get to talk to the heart.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm evil.
How are you feeling?
Well, that goes without saying.
Now, are those RCA cables or XLRs that are plugged into the heart?
Don't trouble me with mindless detail. I don't give a rat's ass. Oh, all I know is I was the most evil heart available in the United States.
Took 20 months to find a heart evil
That's
enough?
That's right. He would have gotten a heart sooner if he wanted a less evil heart, but we needed to find the perfect match.
What happened?
Hey. I'm all right now.
Wow.
Are
I'm
you?
All right now.
It was a scare.
What happened?
Sorry about that. Don't say anything pleasant. It'll upset me.
Hey, let's try this as an experiment.
All right.
Okay. If I said to you, like, scurvy.
Oh, excellent.
She's happy.
Cancer.
Beautiful.
Puppy dogs.
Oh no.
Can't take the strain, Rob.
Sick puppy dogs. Sick puppy dogs.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Puppy dogs that are about to die.
With worms.
Yes. I guess I was dying there when I should have been living. Gee, I wish I'm hitting this button.
It's really hard to tell some days.
It is hard to tell.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Lovely. Perfect. If only it was more severe. If only it could result in unexpected death.
Okay, like 1800s diarrhea. Gonorrhea.
1800s diarrhea. Well, as a matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that. One of the side effects that Dick Cheney's experiencing right now is absolutely 1800s diarrhea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yes, that's the
from
immune system.
From when he was a boy.
From when he was a boy. When he was a small child in the 1800s. So, I'm Dick Cheney's beating heart.
Thank you for doing a reset.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, dear.
Something happened there. I think I defibrillated it.
What happened to the old heart?
The old heart was thrown in the scrap heap. That old useless piece of baggage.
No good?
It didn't do him any good. 5 heart attacks in his lifetime.
Did it come out black?
It was blacker. It was blacker than 1,000 midnights.
I imagine.
How did you know that, Oscar?
I imagine it looked something like a prune.
It looked like a prune.
Now,
it looked like a prune, but it had red piping on it. Like Dracula's cape.
Very goth looking.
Now, very goth looking,
Is the new heart the same size as its predecessor?
Yes, it's actually the perfect size when it was normal. Of course, it'll shrink eventually.
Well, of course.
All that hatred results in shrinkage. Yes, shrinkage like your sack when it gets out of a cold pool.
Hey, how's Dick Cheney's sack?
His sack is marvelous.
Really?
It's enormously large.
That's happy. I'm
and
surprised
he refers
that's not...
to it as Old Wyoming.
Really?
I don't know. That popped out. Sorry, yes.
Is it true that your left ventricle is filled with tears?
The tears of the damned.
Yeah, the tears of the damned.
The left ventricle is chock-a-block with the tears of the damned.
Wow.
Dick Cheney's new heart. Oh, dear. Oh, that lovely sweet nurse has come into the room now.
We got to bring him back with something.
I like the old scraggy
the plague.
Ones. The rude nurses are the ones I enjoy the most.
What about the Black Plague?
The Black Plague?
Yeah.
I was there for it.
What body were you in first?
I've been there since the beginning of time.
Why, you're an old heart.
You know why?
Why?
It's a special heart.
Oh.
You know why?
What makes it special?
It's Satan's heart.
I was living in a devil town.
That's right.
Satan's
played the wrong button. Satan's heart. There, sounds better.
Either
sounds
one.
Better when I use the right one. Satan's heart.
Either one
Thank
works.
You. you very much. Yeah, sit back, Mike. Enjoy. Why don't you recline? Anyway. So
it's Satan's heart?
It's Satan's heart.
How's
yes.
your BP?
The BP?
Yeah, the blood pressure.
Oh, I thought you were company. Talking about the oil company.
Sure.
I love them.
Of course, big business.
I love BP.
Now they
spill it all over the Gulf. I'd like to see so much crude in the Gulf that you could walk on it.
Now,
yes,
so,
Buzz.
So far, the donor.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dick.
How are you? Still supporting all those lefty commie causes?
It's just the heart. It's not Dick.
Yes. Right. Hi, yes. Dick's heart.
Yes. Please, whatever you do, don't mention that other candidate if you know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
now, I
Mr.
understand.
B.O.?
Don't say it.
Oh, you mean the current president of the United States? The
President
Please
Obama?
Don't.
Barack Obama?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh. He's down again. What can we say to revive him? Maybe.
Hey, look, that's Sarah Palin.
Rick Santorum.
Oh.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, this is Napoleon Dynamite calling from the Preston Bugle. Would you like to buy ad space in our crappy newspaper that nobody reads? Why not?
Napoleon, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but your sales technique leaves a lot to be desired.
I thought you didn't want to tell me how to do my job, Deb. This paper's lame. I'm only doing this because I wanted to be called Scoop.
This is a sad day to be a school newspaper editor, kids. You know why?
Because your wife left you for her calligraphy instructor?
No, Scoop. Although that was one beautiful Dear John letter.
Is it because newspapers have words that we're expected to read?
I'm afraid so, Summer.
I knew it! But a free press is the cornerstone of any democracy. It's the only way to deliver breaking news on a monthly basis.
Does this mean I have to keep calling people?
You bet.
This is Napoleon Dynamite from the Preston Bugle. Well, I think your name is stupid.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank, with Rob Spuak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 13 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us anytime you want, 718-506-1625.
One way.
March 27th, 2012, and we are delighted to have you with us. Our show today is brought to you by M.C. Ginsburg. M.C. Ginsburg is one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. You forged the idea, they forged the materials, and they're such nice guys.
They are.
Yeah,
they have such a great rooftop deck.
They do.
They do.
To hang out and eat brats and drink great beer.
Perhaps a cool beverage up there with the Ginsies.
And also have a sip of that wonderful... that rye whiskey.
Oh, Templeton.
Templeton rye.
Templeton rye.
That was a hint. Anyway, contact M.C. Ginsburg for him,
baiting.
Her, it, or you.
Subtle.
MCGinsburg.com. I love those guys, and I sure did like that Templeton rye they sent.
He sure
it was
did.
Delicious.
Or click their ad on our page. M.C. Ginsburg builds your imagination. Now, Mark sent out a memo that was along the lines of, the girls can wear jewelry from M.C. Ginsburg.
Borrowed.
Yeah,
how's that going to work?
Like Harry Winston.
They're going to offer any of the women any jewelry they'd like, and they'll let you borrow it.
Why just women?
Well, sure, if you guys want to
I would love to see myself in a choker.
Wives and girlfriends of the show. Rob's wife already wears Ginsburg jewelry, so does my wife.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so they'll be wearing it on the night of the show as well.
All right, so how does this work? It's going
to
be Wednesday tomorrow.
That's true.
We're 5 days away from the big show.
Overnight shipment.
Today's Martes.
Do you remember he sent us that nice, that little Harley charm that he had that was very expensive?
That you like
so much?
Do you
remember he sent that over?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he can do that with this jewelry for the ladies.
Yeah. Do you say jewelry?
Jewelry.
What? That's funny, isn't it?
Is he pronouncing jewelry incorrectly?
Jewelry.
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 Jewelry. I say jewelry.
Well, you want to differentiate it from jewelry.
Right.
It's like Soviet jewelry.
Like his people.
Like my people, yeah.
Soviet jewelry.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I remember.
The Russian jewelry. And also a deadlock jewelry.
So, but I went on the website and, why don't you
have
him make some suggestions?
I will do that. that today.
And send those along, because okay. Carla was pretty jacked up about
hardly this. Hardly enough time for us
but
to
But necklaces are out, I think, because Carla's wearing like a thing with a high top.
And there's okay. hardly,
sorry, boys.
Hardly top. Enough time for any of what us to get, to get a piercing.
Yeah, I know.
Like a kid
know.
In play?
But earrings might be really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Like okay. A nice, I'll talk to him today.
Nice pair of earrings.
Something dangly.
Speaking of our live show that's coming up at the State Theater, you guys were clamoring for this. We finally got it together, and we're happy we did. The TMOS Stage Show Live pay-per-view. You can watch the entire show on MikeOMaraShow.com. We finally got the stuff down to make that happen for you, and a lot of people on the West Coast had indicated they wanted to do that.
Sure.
The show, of course, includes Michael Hoover, the Elvis impersonator, and Black Gold.
Yes, yes.
Broadcast time is 8 o'clock, and it'll be available all day on Sunday, April 1st. Mm-hmm. On sale now, $10.
No fooling!
Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com to order yours. And so I would assume...
I look forward to the rebroadcast so we can see what we can't remember from the night before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you enjoy that. I will be... I think when people click this on... now, they're going to be able to see it live, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you'll probably be... Live. You'll be seeing the whole thing. You'll see Michael Hoover.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If it's 8 o'clock, that's where we're starting at 8 o'clock sharp.
Yep.
And then you'll see Black Gold, and then you'll see us.
That's right. And then if you know, if you can't make that time for some reason, we'll keep it up all day on Sunday, April 1st.
It just blows me out of the water that we, our little rat pack sitting in this living room are able to make things like this available.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
And, it's perfect work.
I'm stunned by it. I'm stunned that, you know, when people, the first time we were selling tickets for the live show, and somebody said, will it be pay-per-view? I'm like, there's no way we're going to be able to do that.
We were hoping to sell 100 tickets.
But it's the same principle of streaming the show in here.
Exactly. Yeah. But we have professionals that are coming in to do this. We're not doing putting it together.
Thank goodness.
So please check that out. All the information at MikeOMaraShow.com for that. We thank you advance.
Didn't we get the Bang Brothers to do it?
Of course.
The Bang Brothers.
They're very good.
Is that from the Bang Bus?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yeah. On today's program, I want to talk about Mad Men. I finally caught up and saw it. I don't like to talk about TV when I'm late, but this is a big show.
Yes.
And it's you know, the biggest premiere for the
3.5 million people watched that initial broadcast, and now that other people are catching up with subsequent, it's over 4.5 million people watch this show. An amazing record.
Want to talk about the hockey game that Rob and RJ are going to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
4 days till the big night. We kind of covered that. It's still in the news. Trayvon Martin. More information coming out now. And I'm about done with all of it. And I think I have a solution that would help the country a little
bit. My lead story as well.
My least. Thanks, bud.
Just so you know.
Thanks. Then forget it. I won't bring it up then. Because we know
no.
you put the
effort
in.
No. Talk about it. But you said you were about done with it, and I wanted to prepare you.
Well, I mean, I think that everybody's been following the latest developments on it. And we can start with that. I think that... Where I am, and I've been, you know, I've been on all over the place as far as this issue, and I get a lot of hate mail because of it.
You're on David Duke's side.
I'm on David Duke's side, and then I'm on Martin Luther King's side, and then I'll be Al Sharpton one day, and then I'll be Rick Santorum the next day, you know. And the thing is, but this is, I think.
And by the way, I don't care for the skinny Al Sharpton. I wish he'd get fat again.
You're right.
I don't care for it.
But the skinny Al Sharpton sounds more like he's got snot in his nose. I think I've just created another one.
You mimic you.
I'm going to blow my nose.
A Kleenex. So,
could someone please find it in their heart to get me some puffs? I have a congested nasal cavity.
Use your pocket square, Reverend.
It was him and Jesse Jackson and Ray Lewis and Sinbad the comedian. We're all there yesterday.
Well, that's the whole thing. Here's where I feel about
this. Sinbad is hot. Good Burger was
on
last night.
I feel like now that they, first of all, getting this investigation moving and the protests resulting in an investigation.
Yes, that's
good. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. And if you know, as much as we have to, that's the legal system's the only one we have. And now I'm ready for it to run its course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, enough. You can't try him and say that this Zimmerman guy was a racist and he's guilty of murder just as much as you can't say because they found residue of marijuana in Trayvon Martin's book bag
that he's
a thug.
Right.
You
right.
can't do either
right.
one.
And yet,
stop it, everybody.
And even though you say you're done with it, police in Sanford, Florida say that if they file charges, it may still be weeks away. So this is going to drag on for quite
a
while.
And really, the problem is we have a judicial system.
A
little sluggish.
We do. You know, if it proves to be that, you know, that this guy really set this poor kid up, or even if it proves to be that this guy could have avoided, you know, shooting the kid
getting
to death,
situation,
That's one thing. Well, if it what his people are saying, that Trayvon Martin did, you know, after he had been followed, decided he was pissed off at the guy and started to attack him, that's bad luck on Trayvon Martin's part. But the thing is, that's why we have investigations. We've got one large group of people on one side. There's really not a lot of people on the other side, but you've got one group of people that's coming out and saying, unequivocally, this was murder, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, nothing's been proven yet.
There's a glitch here, though, because of the Stand Your Ground law. The night of the actual shooting, police didn't collect forensic evidence, to my knowledge.
Right.
At least if they did, it hasn't been made public. It appears that, other than talking to Zimmerman, police didn't pursue the case. And if there's no evidence, it's going to be really hard to prove. It's back to a he said story.
Yeah, and that's going to be very difficult to convict Zimmerman on that if that indeed happens.
Right. As a people, we're not a patient people.
We're not.
We want this to be done, but you can't.
Doesn't work that way.
Get to the point.
The judicial system, like our political system, was set up on purpose to go slowly and to avoid hot-headedness.
And I would like to, you know, and the thing about it, I said this early on, and people jumped on me for it because I said that this, and I'm somebody who fancies myself a fairly left-of-center politically individual, and I really resented the people. I was simply saying, we're all jumping to these conclusions because the media loves racial tension. They love to ramp these stories up. And I said, let's just take pause. Then I came back to the other side. I said, I'm sorry, I jumped to a conclusion there.
Right.
Because I was suddenly saying that, but I never said that I thought Trayvon Martin was guilty of anything.
Right.
I said that this seemed to be exploding with everybody formulating. Everybody has convicted one person or the other. And, you know, and as soon as you get the real protests in the street, then you get the white blowback on this type of thing where people start saying, well, here's this picture. Take this. That. And then somebody sent me an email today that said that picture is a fraud. That the picture of the kid flipping off the camera
is, really?
Is a fraud. So you don't know. The one thing I realized after all of this information is I'm glad there's an investigation because I think now it's in the national consciousness that we have an investigation.
Right.
But at the same time, I think it's foolish to draw conclusions on either side.
Wouldn't we
there.
Wouldn't you say, though, really, if you just look at it from the facts, you've got an adult man that shot a teenage boy, an unarmed teenage boy.
Right.
That's it. Regardless of race,
after
it's still a
police
problem.
Told him to withdraw.
It's still a problem.
It's a problem that it happened. I will tell you that. You go into many inner cities in this country, and I would say the odds that you're going to get a 40-year-old guy that's going to roll you is slim and none. You know, you're more likely to get somebody who is in that demographic from, say, 14 on up to mid-20s.
Yeah, he wasn't.
That's where the crime occurs.
He wasn't in the inner city.
No, I'm not talking about. But I'm saying that you know, using the age defense as far as I don't think people should be able to carry guns, period. I don't think this happens if he's not carrying a gun. I think that's where the issue is. Whether, whether just because he was 17 also doesn't exonerate. It's not like 17-year-olds don't commit crimes every day.
If it was two white guys, I would say that you would not get the same reaction you're getting nationally. But the problem is that
I agree with that.
At the root of the story, it's still a guy who's not an officer of the law, killing someone else that was unarmed,
and to not have that investigated more thoroughly is a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, sure,
I think everybody knows those facts, and I think that's an irrefutable fact.
I don't
see any angle you can look at that story and say they should not have reopened this or that it was handled properly to begin with. I don't think it was.
I just wish the investigation had really begun in earnest the night of the shooting instead of now.
Yeah, and now, but
it's certainly regrettable.
Now on the other side of the issue, you hear that that this is what people that are speaking for this guy Zimmerman are saying, that he was jumped, that he was attacked, that his nose was broken. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's broken or bloodied, and his head was slammed up against. And there are witnesses to that. That's the latest I hear on that one side. So who knows? But Buzz is absolutely right. If they didn't launch into the proper investigation to start with,
no evidence,
who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. Well, then the only evidence might be eyewitness accounts.
Right.
And I also think that if you've got a neighborhood that's been burglarized 8 times in a month or whatever it was, you've got problems with the eyewitnesses.
Right.
The credibility. Yes.
Well,
I
have a problem with credibility of eyewitnesses that come out days and days and days afterwards, because it's like then they've had time.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
I know of at least one eyewitness, a lady, who has just come forward, but if you've been colored,
she saw the meeting.
Yeah, I mean,
she saw Trayvon attack.
She overheard.
Okay.
Is what she said,
yeah.
And
a
she
month
heard
later.
The shots. Yeah,
yeah,
but the thing is that a month
yeah, it's
later,
ridiculous.
You know, you've heard the reason she's come forward is because of all the media scrutiny. It's going to color her opinions and what she thinks she heard.
Right,
and
absolutely.
I can't remember stuff from a month
and
ago.
And I also think it's important to not dismiss the fact that being young and male and black in America, you are still in a tough situation,
sure, yeah.
That you are scrutinized, and you know, God forbid, this might be the last time you'll ever hear me quote Star Jones. But the fact is, when you know, she said something along the lines of, you know, when you know, he wants to be the next. I think she was talking about her son wants to be the next Steve Jobs, but he's judged as soon as he walks out the door. She worries because nobody's going to know what's inside this kid's head.
Right.
It happens all the time, right. You know, and it happens with you know, with white people as well as black people that you know, assumptions are made. And so it is a very difficult situation. We should not dismiss that. We should accept that as a reality. If you can't accept that reality, you don't know what reality is.
If there's a lynch mob mentality to go after George Zimmerman, that could be stopped very quickly, I would think, by posting pictures of George's injuries.
Mm-hmm.
The injuries he allegedly
received.
Yeah, but
I'm going to state once again, you don't, that's not, it's not where it happens,
right,
where it's going to happen is in a prosecutor's office, in a, you know, in a police office. They failed with this initial instigation, but now the investigation, I should say, but now
that's where
I
the
think
facts are decided.
Down.
But if you wanted to slow down the lynch mob mentality of going after Zimmerman, I think that would be a key step.
I don't know. I hope that cooler heads will prevail on
exactly,
this situation.
Exactly, and I would hope that would help.
But at the same time, it's tough. We just, it's fueled. I said, this is what I said the very first day. The media loves to.
I disagree with that.
I believe that the media can fuel this stuff, and it's what they do. I mean,
what they do is report what happened.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that they report what they don't report what happens without a, you know, a certain lens and without a certain point of view. There's, first of all, with my degree in broadcast journalism that I got at American University in 1981,
yeah.
I learned more about journalistic ethics than probably next to how to report and how to write and how
I've
to do that.
I've actually been doing it for 38 years.
I will tell you that I know, but you know nothing about journalistic ethics when you say that they don't. That they don't color, that okay. You don't, that when you
right.
say that to me, that they just report, you don't think that they, that there's a producer or a journalist
who says,
that
yeah,
makes,
let's
that,
juice this up.
No,
no,
of
no.
course they do.
No.
Of course
no.
they, I was a desk assistant at NBC News when I was at American University.
Right. Yeah.
I saw how they do that. I heard the discussions with Peter Hackus. I heard how that works. I hear how they're supposed to do it. You don't think that there's somebody that's making a conscious decision to select certain photographs to hype a story up? Of course it happens. Every time you write a sentence, anytime you take a picture to put it on the air, anytime you edit a video clip, you, regardless of whether you intend to or not, you are skewing it with your own point of view. It is human. And as a matter of fact, if there's one thing I took away from a journalistic ethics class I had, that's what we learned was, no matter what, whether you intend to or not,
I've always
every single, so when you just say they just report it, no, because the way you present it is the way it's your perception of what happened.
Absolutely.
If it's after the fact.
We're human, and we all, you know, when they talk about journalism needs to be objective, it really can't be because it's
right.
performed by humans.
Absolutely.
It is subjective.
Right.
And yeah, you're going to get a certain amount of lens
right.
on a thing like that. However, TV is far
well, then why
more.
Did you, but your then why did you say to me, just report the facts? They just reported the fact. They didn't.
They report and provide the information and pictures that are available. TV is manic.
Now, when you say they,
can I finish the point?
No, but the point is, when you say they, when you say they, you're talking about everybody? Well, I mean, you're talking about Fox News?
I'm talking about television in general.
Fox News?
Including Fox, but mostly television in general.
Okay.
They're excited about pictures. It's a picture medium. So they will grab any and all pictures they can get their hands on.
To make it sizzle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because they are governed by ratings.
They do this? No, because that's what's available.
No.
They put up what's available.
Wrong. Sorry.
I agree with you. They use the tools that are available to them as far as the pictures and videos. Mm. But Mike is right. There's a reason why there's a producer in that newsroom. It's because he has to produce the best broadcast possible with the best material possible
to make
to
it
have
sizzle.
People watch that newscast.
And it has been, and it, you know, I would say if you want to go back to, you know, Well, you can't even go back to the days of Edward R. Murrow, because I don't consider those the glory days, because the same thing happened back then.
Sure.
But gradually, the facts have been, you know, over the years, replaced by the quick soundbite and the ability to sell.
A lot of that's laziness,
and laziness, but also the desire to get ratings.
And also, it's not always as sinister as you make it sound just then. But one thing we need to underscore here, I think, is whether or not they want to, bias and viewpoint are included, and many people don't even realize they're
doing it. And the laziness comes into, you get a story like this that is picked up by you and every, not that you're lazy, because I know you write all your stuff that you put on this show every single day. People might not realize that.
Yeah.
People should know that one thing Buzz does do that I don't talk about probably enough on this show is that Buzz takes everything he does and he presents it in a way both funny, informative, whatever, he rewrites it. I would say the vast majority of radio people, we used to call it rip and read when it was a teletype, and you'd rip and read it, and you just spew that out. The laziness comes in when somebody's just ripping this story up and going here. But somewhere at the beginning of all that is the one journalist that does that, and you get that on the major networks.
But the implication you've made here is that there's a producer who says, ooh, for ratings, let's make this racially inflammatory. And I don't think that happens. I think they try to put together the best-looking report they can put together. I think they try to put together the most interesting report that they can put together. And I think they use the tools they have available. And yes, because they're human, there's a lens. But I don't think they set out and say, oh man, we can really get blacks and whites upset with each other with this.
Well, I'm sure that those words wouldn't come out of anybody's mouth.
No, they'd never hear that. But I don't think that's in their hearts or minds either.
Because first of all, it's all unsaid. It doesn't get said. It is assumed, and people know. And when you work in a news organization, you know what sells and what doesn't sell. And you know what's going to get ratings. And you know that Trayvon story is going to get legs. And that is why, you know, racial division in this country is such, ever since the OJ trial, when it exploded onto the national consciousness of, you know, there are two different Americas, which I think it became more clear. You know, that was as black and white an issue as I've ever seen in the news. And people realize, hey, this is sizzling stuff, because you've got two large groups of people that watch this. I don't think people say, hey, we're going to divide the races by putting this on there, but they know that it's a sizzling, sexy story.
I think you're both right to a certain extent, but I think when it comes to Trayvon's story, I think that whoever decided to do whatever they decided to do, whether it was racially motivated or they wanted to tell an actual story, it wouldn't have been where it is today. And who knows what would have happened if, A, social media didn't get involved.
Right.
And
that's a factor.
And B, someone in a newsroom picked up and said, why is this trending? Why is this not talking about this?
If the media doesn't pick it up, social networking absolutely will. And I will say, as obviously a bleeding heart liberal who happens to also do journalism, that what gets me erect about this story is that it's a story of social injustice. It's a story of apparent social injustice, and it needs to be brought out into the light of day and examined. And that's why I get excited about a story like this, because, hey, look, it looks like something horribly unfair is going on over here. Never mind that it's black, white, liberal, conservative, whatever. This appears to be grossly unfair and needs a closer look.
And I would tell you that's your lens. And
right,
you've made stronger statements since this story is broken about, you know, this boy was murdered. You know, you made stronger statements about the fact that, and my point is that this has to resolve itself, not in the public eye.
Of course.
Because the only way this is going to work is when it gets, in the eyes of the law, I don't think this boy in any way ever needed to die. I think the fact that this guy was carrying a gun, that's my issue. Yeah, you want to talk about my left leaning
issue? That's kind of stuff they write songs about.
My issue is that this guy shouldn't have been able to have a goddamn gun in the first place.
Right.
However, the incident itself, I got no idea what happened.
No, none of us
between those two guys.
None of us do yet.
I don't know if he was jumped or if he attacked the kid.
Right.
No, you know, and we may never know that. But
that's the hard thing.
To be judge, really, jury, and executioner on either side is not fair with this.
Okay, let's take away all the rules and laws and let's put ourselves in that
position. Yeah, you can't do that, though.
Yeah, but no. That's
sure you can. It's
called the sake of argument.
This is the problem. For the sake of
argument.
Yeah. Just a joke.
I'm a part-time resident of that.
Too soon?
You're walking along, right? And or you're driving along and you see someone. You call the police. And as soon as the police tell you, hey, Stop following him. We're going to send someone out or whatever they tell you.
You walk away.
It's not your job.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. And that's a fact that we have on
tape.
On tape.
We do have
but with that said, on tape, you don't know if he...
Well, is that guy going to run in someone's house and rob them while you're keeping an eye on
them? We also don't know, though, you know, exactly what happened, the circumstances of...
Right. The man's in a car.
The man says he... What are you talking about? The man's in a car.
I mean, it just...
Zimmerman had an SUV. He wasn't in it.
But he was
walking. Wasn't in the car. Yeah, he's walking.
He was on foot. It's just like, but I'm saying his defense now, the way I've read it the last couple of days, is that he said he was walking back home or walking back to his car after that 911 call.
Right.
See, that's the fact. Nobody
I'll
knows
have more
what the
about
facts
his
are.
Side of the story. That's okay. What I'm looking
so
at.
So I guess the point I'm trying to make, and Buzz, this is the last word that I'll have on it, is simply that, you know, and we agree on this. Everybody has a lens.
Right.
You have a certain idea of this being injustice, and you know, and that's it's impossible for anybody to really
to know.
Report things like this without having a certain point
but
of view.
I think what I'm...
Nobody, there is not... I think total objectivity does not exist.
Exactly, and I agree with that. I think what the protesters had been saying at least early on, and what I was saying early on, was that, hey, something's screwy here. We need to take a closer look at it. Something looks very, very screwy here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was being a judge, jury, and executioner by saying that, and I don't think the protesters were being judge, jury, and executioner by saying that. They were saying, hey, there's something screwy here.
Doesn't add
Please,
up.
Well, let's look at
the
it.
The audio that I've heard of what's been said at the protests, people are not saying there's something screwy.
Tone
here.
Has changed at the, in the last
well,
day or two.
Yeah, well,
and
before
besides,
that.
Screwy doesn't really work in a chant.
So we'll have to keep our eyes on this and see what happens. And I think now when it hits the national stage like this and we have it in the national consciousness,
right.
I think I'm arguing for something that I can't ever get. I'm arguing for everyone to really just get the facts before we make sweeping judgments on exactly what happened. And there's so many different issues with the law, Florida law. There's a word screwy that I'll use for that. And everything
it's
else.
Bananas.
We'll never know. It is for the birds, Rob. Yeah.
What's a Black Panther?
What's that?
A Black Panther.
A Black Panther was a militant organization.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you didn't know.
No,
with your knowledge of history, I thought you didn't
day,
know.
Back in the day, yeah.
Right. I saw Forrest Gump.
when we come back.
Well, then you know.
When we come back, we'll talk about something a little lighter. Mad Men, everybody. Sorry
Yay.
About that heaviness, but we do it every
Had
now
to be
and then.
Done.
We're saving all the funny for Saturday.
That's
anyway,
right.
We'll take a break. Come right back.
Right.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Hi, everybody. Nice to have you with us. Buzz, you said I got a letter here, right?
Letters. We get letters.
We're
yeah, that's the one right there on top.
This comes from a very interesting last name, Randy Hare. Talk about Wait Not, as we always do at
Show
this time, ladies
Randy
and gentlemen.
Hare.
Wait Not, please call 855-WAIT-NOT, and Wait Not will be able to help you out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking for it right
They've
now.
They've helped so many already. Yes, is it under the
Jesus
page you're holding?
Christ.
You know, for example, Mike.
All right, waitnot.com, 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. I should have that phone number memorized by
sure.
now. This story comes from Randy Hare. H-A-I-R. That's
right.
An interesting last name.
Oh, not like the rabbit, like
no.
the follicle.
Thank you. This is a story about Waitnot. The best damn diet I can imagine.
Wow.
I started weighing out on January 2nd and weighed in at 287 pounds. I'm down to 231.5, and I have lost 7.5 inches off my waist.
Great stuff.
I went from a snug 44 waist pant size to a loose fit 38 waist. I stuck to the diet religiously for the first 67 days, and now I sneak in one beer a week. The diet was easy to stick with, and the walking-only exercise requirement was within my physical ability
sure.
and time allotment.
Cool.
The best part, of course, is getting on the scale and seeing the results almost every day. I believe the Weight Not program has prepared me to stay this size the rest of my days, and I may even decide to go on the program again next winter for 30 days of rapid loss. I will decide that when I figure out how much I can spend on slimmer-fitting clothing next January. Randy Hare, an angry Idaho liberal, but no longer fat.
There Attaboy, we go. Randy. Yeah.
Thank
Six
you very
inches
much.
Or more off his waist.
So love remember, that. That's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can
we
believe it.
We keep hearing from people.
Just the best.
You know, here I go saying we're not going to talk about Trayvon, and we talk about it every day. But
yeah.
it is the main
it's
news
the hot
story.
Topic.
It is.
Everybody seems to
How
be talking about it.
It.
Yeah. You know, it's frustrating. Another hot thing that's going on. And here's here. There's another hot thing.
Yeah. Hey, Mike,
well,
what are they talking about around the water cooler?
How about the hot
that's
thing?
That's what we're here for.
I saw Mad Men, and I want to know if anyone experiences when they watch Mad Men the same thing I experienced. I love the show.
Is it extreme anger that it's not in high def?
It's what? Is it not in high def?
I get it in high def.
Yeah, but
you know what happened to you?
Did
you
dish?
Yeah, on the
did
dish.
You TiVo it, Rob? You had the same thing happen. The channel.
American
there
movie
are two
classics.
Channels. They're the same channel, one high def, one right. Not high def.
When did AMC go high def?
About 6 months ago.
No one told me this.
I'm
my
sorry.
TiVo records Mad Men in non-high def. I fixed it last night.
Good for you.
You have to go into the little HD thing
I
and get your TiVo
I know how
to
do it. They just didn't tell me to do it.
Yeah, they did it. They did it to you.
What a bunch of jerks. You know who would never do that? Turner Classic Movies would never do
that.
All
right, enough. Screw it. Mad Men. Very popular show. Buzz was mentioning how many listeners, how many viewers did it get?
3.5 million to the initial broadcast, and on the broadcast after it, another 1 million watched. And of course, people are still watching and catching up on their DVRs.
There's 3 million people that are trying to figure out how to watch it in high def.
Does anyone else feel what I feel when I watch Mad Men, which is depression,
sadness,
and anxiety? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I feel depressed. And anxious when I watch that show.
And you know
show.
What? Not so much in the early seasons. It's gotten darker and
it's
sadder.
It's miserable. Yeah. It sucks.
I blame Peggy.
I call it sad
I don't
men.
Like all... what I loved about Mad Men, and I hadn't seen this season premiere yet, but I've seen all the episodes. I've caught up. I've actually
good,
watched them in
cool.
a group. Was that I like what happens
what
when,
other Spanish people
or? No like you Rob. Sit down and watch a whole a couple
oh,
seasons
okay well then it's you can watch
Rob in his lens
yes
yeah
nice job Mark
that lens that's a lens from the 20s
yeah
the
yeah.
best parts precision of that
that's
show.
Matthew Brady's lens
that is yes. Matthew Brady's lens it only projects to 10
precision ground
for me or when he's creating and they're putting together a campaign within the agency yeah. I hate yes. when they bring all these like drama filled out this exterior
like the Don Draper's plot line. It's so no one, let me just say, yes. really. Yes, okay, they're probably miserable people like Don Draper, but nobody is as down and depressed as no. He's got the super zooby zooby zoo piece of ass
yeah,
wife,
yes.
and he's rotten to everybody.
Yeah.
He's despicable as a human
you
being.
Know, the two times-
you want to help that show? You kill off Don Draper.
Wow!
Oh,
yeah.
How dare you?
Ooh. Email now.
Put him on a drug that just makes him happier.
It's ridiculous.
The two times that show almost lost me is when they revealed his secret past.
Right.
Too much.
Ridiculous.
Don't
and so
need
down.
That.
And just,
don't
you know.
Need that. And also when he got mixed up with Conrad Hilton. That's
yeah.
no good either.
Spoiler. Just weird. I like and we all like
that's
it for the same
season.
Reason. We like the ad campaign.
We like the
yes.
business.
I like the dancing mm-hmm. beans.
Yes.
You know, that's that
yes.
that works for me. And I like the pieces of ass.
Yes.
That show,
Mike,
Mad Men.
You just named today's episode.
I would not leave Mad Men depressed and anxiety filled if it would simply be they pitch a campaign, they either get the business
yep.
or not, and then they chase tail. And they get drunk at restaurants all the time.
That was the first season.
I don't
yeah.
need anymore.
It was a great
you're
first
right.
season.
But there is a certain talent for a show that really makes you feel that way. My father's coworker will not watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, not because he doesn't find it's funny. He won't watch it because it makes him too tense.
Yeah.
Because it really
right?
puts
yeah.
people
that.
In really uneasy situations. He
I
says,
like that, though.
I think it's very funny. Well,
yeah.
you know what? It takes a very talented staff of whatever
yeah,
right.
to
make
in,
that
to
happen.
Inspire mm-hmm. feelings. So it makes you, they probably, Matthew
and
Weiner.
And there were laugh out loud moments as well, well and funny moments. I like the whole struggle for the office and all of that.
Yeah,
you know
the struggle
I
mean? For the office, yeah. but even that is kind of like, you know, it's a little too heavy. It's not. But we've all worked in an office environment
sure.
before we got kicked out of it. And the fact
before
is.
Before we were asked to leave.
Before we were politely asked to leave
hey,
and escorted up by security.
After you look at the dancing beans, perhaps it's time for you to go.
It was. But like, for example, okay? It's an ad business.
Yes.
You're going to pitch a client that's not going to like your idea.
Right.
You look at Peggy after that. You seriously would have thought that she was, you know, that she just found out that her mother died.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
too heavy. You get Don Draper after his surprise party,
uh-huh.
and he looks at her and says, go do what you want.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
she does this zooby zooby zoo, uh-huh. and then the only sex they have is like power rapist
angry,
sex.
Angry, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's the kind of like,
role play.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It also could
Don't
be...
look at me. Don't look at me as she strips down to her underwear and puts her ass in his face.
The show used...
Kind of like that part.
The yeah. first season was definitely light... What is this, the fifth season now?
I don't know.
But the first season was definitely more light.
Is it a two-bedroom suite?
I don't know. Does it open up into a happier show? I don't know.
It's so depressing.
I do like Roger Sterling, but now they're being mean. They're being too mean to Roger Sterling.
Yeah,
I want Roger Sterling to be more powerful. Why are they putting Roger Sterling out to pasture?
It seemed to me that he used to be more powerful. And
well,
you know,
he's
get
been
rid
a lazy.
And get rid of the British guy.
Can somebody tell me why Roger Sterling is not having the power in that office anymore?
Because, he got lazy? Because he isn't bringing new accounts? Because he's leading a hedonistic life and not focusing on his career in any way? And now that little prick, that little weasel, is pushing him out of the way.
Well, Pete Campbell.
My apologies to anybody that has not watched Mad Men. Sorry for that moment. Yeah. But it's
all right.
Tonight.
What they need is a pie fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Curly.
Okay, Curly. Okay, Jerome.
A lot of
that was his name.
I know. I heard the
Jerome Fine.
No,
Jerome Howard.
Jerome Horowitz.
Jerome Horowitz.
That's right.
Tonight.
Nay Horowitz.
A major event is happening here in Washington, D.C. There's a huge hockey game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Rob and RJ are hopping on a bus from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yes.
And they are heading out to the good old hockey game.
Love hockey.
And to me, this is the biggest game for the Buffalo Sabres.
Uh-huh.
In many, many months.
Club history.
In club history. This is one of the biggest promotions that Jimmy Cerito does, and Jimmy is on a cruise.
Yeah.
Oh,
what the hell
God.
Is wrong with the...
Well, he's
Jimmy
married.
Cerito, not only are Jimmy's beloved Buffalo Sabres playing our Washington Capitals for their playoff lives... And Jimmy has...
He builds his year around this trip.
Well, he's Mr. Buffalo Sports.
Yep.
When we did this trip last year, he asked me before the third period, he said, can you do this again next year?
Right.
I said, okay.
Because he builds his year around the Buffalo Sabres coming to Washington, D.C. His transplanted city, you know, fighting his adopted city, or whatever I'm saying. I don't know. And
well,
it's frustrating.
It.
God damn it, Jimmy. You should be on
Jimmy.
That bus tonight.
He knows.
Come back from St. Martin or
I'll
wherever the hell you
frustrated.
Are.
And I don't know where he'd take a cruise.
And you know what? This
ironically, Mike, the cruise is to Buffalo.
This is what happens when it's Relationship Jimmy.
That's right. Exactly.
Relationship Jimmy.
Married for like 20 years? Though?
Ruins. Yeah. Small detail.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's the, that's the Hartford Whalers theme song.
It's my only hockey music. It's called Brass Bonanza.
That's what they used to play when the Whalers would skate. Oh, great memories from that. So you're going to the game.
I am.
You are sitting with RJ Diaz.
RJ Diaz will be
You're
going to
be up in the oxygen section.
Yes, actually, our seats are in the cap center.
Yeah.
Across the street.
But it's always a great time. Jimmy always gets a great bunch of people together. It will be a blast.
I would be in attendance. I know there's a ticket for me, but unfortunately I will be watching the game at home tonight because I had perhaps a little too much fun at the hockey game on Sunday. I'm not even broaching the subject with Mrs. O'Mara.
Listen for me. I will yell your name.
Thank you.
You'll need a binoculars to see us.
Yeah, you're up pretty high.
Yeah, I think so.
So you've been traveling with me lately in those good seats.
Oh, Mike. Great seats, huh? Yeah,
it's a great time to be a hockey fan. It's a lot of fun. And I know you guys are do people get just silly on that bus?
They
get sloppy silly?
I believe it was last year that Zoolander was raped.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
By a
man or a woman?
Yeah, good question.
You know, it was a judgment call. It was really sort of a he said.
Hermaphrodite?
He but said, she said. But there are pictures. It was a lady. Hey, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
I have a photo on my Facebook wall where she literally climbed on top of him, and he has terror in his eyes. Yeah. And she was
see if I can find that.
Yeah, an older woman.
Were bodily fluids exchanged?
Not on purpose.
I will say this, Mike. They were the drunkest two people on the bus.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that RJ took a picture from the seats that I got that when I took RJ to the game Sunday, and Zoolander actually Facebooked me a message, and his message, do you remember?
Can I read it?
This is exactly what he said.
Eric Zoolander Stoljinski comments, hey, nice teeth.
Nice teeth. And the last thing before we go to break here, I wanted to talk about, once again, it's always something with Facebook, and I was floating around checking out some different stuff. Notice some... my wife's got a little sausage fest happening on her Facebook page.
Well, are you surprised?
What is that, an app?
I mean, it's like 600 guys, and you know, and none of them are my friends. You know, and they're all from California. And it's like, hey, lick it.
Hey,
stay the F away from my bride.
Mike, you know why I wouldn't know? Because I'm not friends there.
You have chosen not to friend her.
Out of respect to your relationship.
That's a good Latin thing you're doing there. That's like, that's good. That's good. But I got on there, and I'm seeing these guys.
You know who is,
and I don't want to insult anybody on Facebook.
Everyone else in this room.
Yeah.
Well,
how can you not? Anyway. How can you not be friends with the boss's wife? I mean, you know,
she asked me, I couldn't say no.
Yeah, and I remember her friend requested me. She said, "Have you always been such a dork? Be my friend."
I went through the first three people I saw on Carla's Facebook page, and they all looked seriously like they ought to have signs in their lawn.
They really may have.
One particular. It's a weird world out there.
Yes, it is.
I'll be doing that private, inquisition when she gets home.
Yeah. She's listening right
here's
now.
Here's that picture of Zoolander getting attacked on the bus.
Oh my God! And he looks like he's not willing. Well, it's a woman.
Well, it is.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's why.
I believe use that as today's status photo.
I think so.
Yeah.
So you're taking? Is it a big full size bus?
Yes, it's a luxury custom cruiser, Mike.
Yes. School bus.
And also, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern will provide soft drinks and snacks.
I'd like some soft drinks.
What do people
and
do? I probably shouldn't be saying.
No, that's fine.
But what do people do if they're interested in a heartier beverage for the trip? They bring their own?
For example, Mike, let's say fresh breath is important to you. Okay. You would bring a pack of gum.
Yeah.
Just so you're responsible to bring your own
gum.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's all.
Or anything else you might want?
Or peppermint schnapps.
Or anything,
not for us to
say.
Very good, very good. What's the bus driver like?
The bus driver?
Is he old?
Jovial?
I don't even recall.
Too many.
There was no driver.
Too many.
Norton!
All right.
We're going to go to a hockey game.
Wouldst thou text me from the game this evening?
Yes. Would you like a photo of the bus driver?
I would like photos. Okay. That would be very exciting for me.
I will text photos, and RJ will also text photos.
That will bring me a lot of joy as I'm sitting watching the game in the comfort of my living room.
I'd like that. Will you text me a photo of you in your living room?
No, I will not. We'll take a break.
Zoom in.
When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
Right here. Body 3KYS, Jeff Leonard. Yeah. Coming up, we got music from Der Kommissar after the fire at your house. It's all right. They let the TV on the lawn, though. 93KYS. All right. Nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Such a
legendary talk-up that you recreate, and it makes no sense.
I know.
Never has.
Der Kommissar after the fire at your house, but they left the TV on the lawn.
It doesn't make any sense.
I love it. I should steal that.
So our vault is brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator. Our friends up in Vermont at the DR Company are really terrific, and they make one of the greatest products in the United States. I think they're made in America.
I think they are, actually.
Don't pay somebody else don't hold me to that. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. Do it yourself easily.
Hole pokery.
The DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps it get water and nutrients. This is the time of year you want to think about doing that, and it gives the roots more room. Get more tips for a better lawn and get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action, and get up to $300 off right now. Just click the DR ad on our website. The DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right, and another proud sponsor of our live stage show. And we love the relationships we have with all our fine clients. It's very nice to have all these people supporting our live show at the State Theater. And as we mentioned before, that show will be available pay-per-view. If you're not around here and you're not making it to the show, or you were late and you didn't get tickets,
hold up your shirt.
You can watch the entire show. Oh, yeah, these are our t-shirts for the big show.
These will be sold there.
Yes, yes, Mark, we're selling everything.
For a great price.
We'll be
price.
Selling lots of our own hair.
We'll be taking a small loss.
You mean people can buy these?
Okay, enough, boys. I'm whoring one thing, only one whore thing at once. Watch the entire show at MikeOMaraShow.com. That includes Michael Hoover, Black Gold, all that stuff. Broadcast begins at 8 o'clock, and it'll be available all day Sunday, April 1st as well. So you can watch it live or the next day, even if you want to order it and you're going to be at the show. That's horrible. Yeah. That was greedy.
I think it's fine.
Who's hooking now,
tickets
Mike?
Tickets on sale now. Click the banner
at your skirt down.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Nice.
Or not.
.com. Let's open up the audio ball for today.
I tell you what, Mike.
I'm sorry, Tuesday, March 27th.
There is one guy who would never whore it like that.
Who's that?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott Shannon.
Okay.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
I'm so tired of that.
I know, you're really sick of that.
Congratulations, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, now a member of the New York Jets.
Did a press conference yesterday. The press conference was 32 minutes long. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think he said the word excited?
It was spectacle.
In 32 minutes.
Press conference as spectacle.
He said it 44 times.
So excited about being a Jet. Yeah, so excited about, and I'm very, very.
Let's add a little sizzle to this.
So excited about being a Jet. So excited. About, and I'm very, very excited. I was really excited. And I'm excited. I was excited about it. I mean, that would be exciting for me. So I'm excited to be a Jet, and I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited. Exciting thing. Just excited. And I'm excited. He was excited. And he was excited about working with me. I'm excited about. Excited about that. I'm excited about. I'm excited about. You know, I'm excited about. And I'm excited about. You know, I'm excited about the opportunity. And I'm excited about my future. How exciting
real?
It is. I'm excited to be a Jet.
Excited.
I'm excited. And that was
42 times in 33 minutes.
Power. I'm excited. 44. It would have been exciting. You know, this is exciting, and it's exciting for me. Pretty excited. You know, I'm excited, and I'm excited to be on this football team, and excited, and that's exciting. And I'm excited about being a Jet, and excited about the support. And I'm excited about being a Jet. I'm just excited. I'm excited, excited about it. All right, thank y'all. God bless. I'm so
excited. He also talked about T-Bowing, but I didn't really care.
What? Pardon me.
Pardon me.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Jets got Mark Sanchez. It was like
Sanchez.
The biggest. Sanchez.
He's one of yours.
Yes, it was the biggest deal. I mean, he was the best quarterback available in the draft, and they got him.
He lacks confidence.
What? So he's done.
No, well, he's not done. No.
But why'd they get to? Why
they called?
We
him.
Don't have any quarterbacks in Washington D.C.
They have
why
all.
Did the Jets have two?
Yeah, they said he was quarterback muy bueno.
Why?
Well, it's a brilliant.
We have Rex Grossman.
Disgusting.
And they have Tim Tebow and Mark Sanchez. I'll take either one of those guys.
Yes, you would. But I think behind the Jets and what they're doing is just sheer marketing. And they're hedging their bets. Because Mark Sanchez had an abysmal year last year compared to his
no
first
confidence,
year.
No confidence, you said?
He lacks confidence. Yeah. People say that you can't lead the team.
Really?
And if you're looking for a leader, there's no one else like Tebow.
You know what? Here's the steal I say. I say go to the Jets. Say, we'll take Mark Sanchez. I take Mark Sanchez over Rex Grossman any
of
day
course.
Of the week.
Well, anybody would take that.
I know.
Would like to be a Redskin.
doesn't sound like that, Rob.
He would be good to play in this stadium.
But as far as marketing is concerned, Tebow's one of the most popular players in the league.
But
not
Tebow's stats aren't fantastic.
Right.
That's why they went out and got Peyton Manning.
I was stepping.
So you got two quarters. So you got two mediocre quarterbacks that you're paying a ton of cash.
You're laughing
maybe
all
it's
the
not
way
real.
To the bank, though. Because everybody wants to see them.
Yeah, you know what? When my team starts making their decisions on marketing, they can lick it.
Mm-hmm.
I want my teams to make their decisions. You know what the marketing is?
Yes.
A Super Bowl. That's the marketing that I believe in.
Maybe Amen. I would. I would like
Thank
to.
You, Buzz.
Let's go Giants.
Like to play in Landover.
It's my team.
I can go. And
dumb old mouth breathing Eli Manning that just happens to know how to win the big game.
Just a little trip to see.
Why
Mr.
don't you continue
Snyder.
With your audio, please?
Where were we?
Okay, let's spin the wheel. Much. Do you want to do Santorum? Do you want to do Obama? Do you want to do Gallagher after his stroke? Or do you want to talk Joe Krebs?
I thought Gallagher had a heart problem, not a stroke.
Forgive me. It was a heart attack.
Don't give him Curley's disease.
No. Jerome Horowitz?
You pick whatever you want.
Well, let's talk a little Joe Krebs because it is his final week.
I like
can't
Krebs.
Wait until this is over.
I'm having a big celebration.
They
having
actually
a big celebration
did,
for me.
They did a little piece for him this morning at 6:48. And really, the overall flavor of this is ambivalence.
Okay.
Aaron Gilchrist.
On his part or on the part of the television
everyone.
Station?
Especially the viewer.
Okay.
But
very good.
This is the, as Aaron Gilchrist, the young dazzling replacement that they will be
I like Aaron Gilchrist a lot.
I think he's very good, but
he's going to bring a lot more to the table.
We did a little piece and we had a little convo. So,
is that what Aaron Gilchrist said that?
Here's the setup for the Joe Krebs tribute piece.
Well, this week we are saying farewell
well,
for
I like
Joe.
Her a lot.
He's only with us for a few more days. He retires on Friday.
Thank She's good.
And we will miss him terribly.
No, you
Aaron
won't.
Is here to tell us more about the little conversation you guys had.
Yeah, had a little little combo on your back porch last week.
But hold it. Stop right
talk
there.
About a lot of-
Stop right there. Here's the difference right there. Listen to Aaron Gilchrist. Listen to his energy.
Right.
Confidence.
Listen to his awareness,
right.
confidence, yep. and the fact that he's right there. You know this guy can ad lib. First of all, he's easy to understand,
yes.
which is amazing. Because Krebs is more like
right.
This is great. This is they're so excited
Just
over there.
Just don't say
Channel
convo
right now.
Don't,
yeah. Well, I'm sure Krebs once he figured out what the word convo meant, he was okay.
Different things. One of the main topics we discussed is what's next for Joe and what he's going to miss the most. Take a listen.
Who cares?
All right. So they broke the piece. Down
Can I?
Hunks.
All right, I haven't heard it.
Good.
May I offer
well,
what I think
they put
he
it
said?
In, they did it in hiding, essentially. They put it on before the Today Show.
This is what I think he's going to
okay.
say.
Okay.
I've seen the promo, so I'm basing it on that a little bit. I'm going to spend some time with my family. I'm going to stay up late. I'm going to see my grandchildren.
Give yourself two dings.
Okay,
that was the setup. Now, they broke it down into hunks. The first is, and they do like almost like a Golden Girls-looking graphic that
oh,
says,
no.
Joe... on retiring.
sad music.
March 30th, I walk out of those doors, and
there's some more of that great Channel 4 audio too.
On March 30th, I walk out of those doors, and what I'm going to hear the tittering in the background as they laugh at me.
In the cover footage they have, they did have footage of the convo on his porch, but most of the footage looked like it was shot this morning, in his car on his way to work. That's really all the effort they put into it.
On April 2nd, the next Monday, I won't walk back in. Yeah. So it's
okay. Stop it right there.
That's because he's retiring.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is on March 30th, I'm going to walk out of these doors, and then I'll walk into my door at home, which is where I live. And then that'll be Saturday, the following day.
Right.
And Monday, I won't walk back into these doors again because I won't be here.
How's that? It's almost you. You almost don't have to be human to be okay with that. You know, like somebody came in with it and said, this is what you're going to say.
Right.
This is what it's going to be like. And instead of saying, you know what? I don't want people to think that I'm just going to go out to pasture.
Yeah.
I want people to think I'm going to do something special. Yeah.
I'm
going to
walk out of those doors, and then I'll go to
my car.
So my car has a door.
big plans.
I'll stop by the local Chipotle. They have usually a glass door that is on a hinge that opens up.
Probably use the restroom afterwards.
Yeah, there's a door on that. Only if I have to use the stall.
So you're saying you got nothing.
All right, here's more crabs.
Significant. The idea of signing up for more time of another year or two of getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week, it's just something I thought, I want to do something different.
Yeah.
I've done that for a long time. It really is something I wanted to do all my life, but I feel like I've done it, and I'm ready to do something else. I've got a grandchild and another one on the way,
so I
am looking forward to spending time with my grandchild and the one to come.
All right,
that poor kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that grandchild is just going to be sitting there. Why
is Grandpa so dull?
It must be nap time all the time.
Yes.
This is perhaps my favorite clip when he goes on about what he looks forward to doing with his retirement. Something I did not know about him.
I just love being outside. I love the quiet.
Quiet solitude of hosting Channel 4 in the morning when no one's watching.
Occasionally, what I like to do is just stand in the woods off the street, watch all the people go by. And it creeps out some of the neighbors, but it's what I do.
You put on your bike shorts?
Yeah, bye.
I think it's a trench coat.
I just love being outside. I love the quiet solitude of a bike ride on a country road, hearing the birds and smelling the smells that are out there. And camping every night and waking up in a tent, it's wonderful.
Don't you know he logged in the road, you prick? Did you know he liked to do overnights and wake up in a tent?
No, I didn't know that.
You like a tent, Joe?
I remember those days as a Boy Scout leader.
Oh dear. Big Joe. We should probably not talk about
that. Ring
I'd like to dabble in work. I mean, I would like to do some work.
Kind of like what he does now. Just
dabble.
You know.
Be working on a documentary somewhere, somehow. Certainly would like to come back to Channel 4, do some cold case reports because I feel very committed to that whole line of stories that I've done in the past. So, we'll see.
Boy, that's the dullest man in the world.
No solid plan.
I don't know, Mike. It's pretty exciting when he says it's Joe on the viewers.
The sun is up.
I've been made to feel by the reaction from a lot of viewers who have thanked me for being there in the morning for 18 years.
Okay, now here's a problem. He
certainly
can't
not
even
counting
make,
us.
He can't make a fist enough to say this is how he feels. He said, I've been made to feel. He won't even own the fact that he's pleased that he's retiring.
Right, he won't.
He's an ass.
That I've played an important role in their lives. You just try to do what you do as best you can do it. And to hear those comments and to read
them. Nah. All right.
I'm sleepy.
I mean, who gives a every time I see that on the TV, it drives me up the wall. Do you think, like, at NBC, when they're putting the pieces together, the editor is sitting there, we doing this?
Absolutely.
Well, he's trying desperately to find anything that came out of that guy's mouth that is remotely compelling, and he's having a terrible time
doing
it.
He's when he not talks, Matt Lauer, you
when
know?
He talks about, when he talks about Joe Krebs on NBC4.
That music.
It's horrible.
I mean, even now, just thinking about walking out of that building on the final day is going
to
be very difficult. It was really, it was my home, and it was my family's home for 32 years.
Okay. But wait, they pay it off. Now, here's, you'll like this, because once
okay,
again, you'll hear,
wrap it up,
you'll hear the energy of Gilchrist versus Krebs.
I can't
here,
wait
which
this
is
okay, over. Yeah.
Rob's kicking the corpse.
I know, yeah. God, the well, it really is a bond of love, and it's a bond built on trust and respect and all of those things, because right, we really do work very, very closely together in this business. That's what, one of all the right, things
blah,
that I,
blah, blah,
yeah, what okay, I love all most
right,
about
all right, can I leave you with...
No, no more Krebs.
Can I leave you with something funny anyway?
All right, go ahead.
And you know, I wouldn't be doing my job. If I didn't,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say you look at you look at your buddy over there.
You threw a softball, buddy.
You look at your buddy. That's Buzz being mean.
Not today.
Okay. All right.
I want to leave you with something, but you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't cover Krebs.
No,
Krebs.
Right. And we got Krebs out of our system. That's good.
I hope so. I hope there's more tomorrow.
You know what? I hope there's more Krebs. You hope there's not. I think we've kicked the corpse.
What is Oscar doing awake anyway? Hunger Trust Games, biggest movie, maybe the third biggest opening ever.
Yes, sir.
And here's Conan O'Brien's take on The Hunger Games.
This is crazy. The Hunger Games had the third biggest opening in movie history. Yeah. Yeah, show business experts predict this will be the biggest opening until Snooki goes into labor.
That is your magic audio ball. Gallagher tomorrow.
Thank you.
I hope he's feeling better.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News.
That you do make me glad. I'm in love with you, little thing.
Welcome back to MikeOmaraShow.com. Yeah, I do feel sometimes like we're kicking the corpse.
Yeah.
As many, but you have to understand.
Hey,
we
I got
have,
my cleats on. Let's use them.
I look at him and I look at the other broadcasters that maybe have not had an opportunity to anchor. And I just say, I was always mystified by the anchor duo of Krebs and Harrison.
How did
just
he
on
get
there.
The gig?
How did he get that gig?
Exactly. You know,
there's
we
so many more talented people in the market.
Maybe they're on an upswing there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Gilchrist and Yang. It's going to be great.
And Yang is fantastic.
Yang is the best.
And
thing
I think
on
Aaron
that
Gilchrist is terrific, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like
too.
That. And Tom Curine is Tom Curine.
Like an
all I know is that when he leaves on Friday,
yes,
he's not going to come back Monday.
I just want to apologize right now to any of my listeners who have never watched Mad Men and do not live in Washington, D.C.
But other than that,
I'm sorry for this
show.
Oh,
don't apologize.
Don't worry, the Trayvon sort of got a big national following. They're probably able to follow that.
But that was the serious part. Let's get Buzz in here and get the news. That's got Trayvon in it. Go ahead, Buzz, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by our Amazon page for your home and workplace. The Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page powers the show when you buy your stuff there. The link on the website, the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon takes you right to your account.
How much did I pay for that HDMI cable?
I think you got it overnighted to your house for like $3.
$3.
Yeah, yeah. Try to get for that in a store.
Yeah, in a store you
like
pay
$30.
$30.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Hey, T-Ball.
You actually save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
All right.
Now, according to police records, leaked to a Florida newspaper, George Zimmerman was treated for injuries the night that he followed Trayvon Martin against police orders and then shot Martin to death. Zimmerman's lawyer says the neighborhood watchman got bloodied in a self-defense struggle with Martin. The lawyer says Martin attacked from behind after Zimmerman had lost track of him. Remember, he'd been following him.
Right.
Now, Martin supposedly asked Zimmerman if he had a problem, and Zimmerman said no. According to Zimmerman, Martin then said, "Well, you do now," and started swinging. That was when Martin supposedly went for Zimmerman's gun that Zimmerman then used to shoot Martin in the chest at close range. Character witnesses are coming forward now on behalf of George Zimmerman, saying he's anything but racist and that he cried and has cried about having killed someone. It's important to note that so far there is no forensic evidence to back up Zimmerman's story, and because Zimmerman is in hiding, his supposed injuries have not been seen publicly. The character of the dead teenager, meanwhile, is being called into question. Trayvon Martin had reportedly been suspended from school for having in his backpack an empty marijuana bag, a residued pipe, a so-called burglary tool, and some women's jewelry. The victim's family says this leaked information is irrelevant and that it was leaked to take the heat off the man who still faces no charges after taking a life.
Any more specifics on what a burglary tool is?
No, they have not said. And that could be, it could be a pen knife.
Yeah,
it could be
a
screwdriver,
even
a nail
card,
file.
Something,
exactly.
Yeah.
As the Supreme Court listens to challenges to the health care law for the second of 3 days, the public has weighed in. A New York Times CBS News poll shows that only a third of Americans want the court to dump the entire law, which, among other things, requires everyone to buy health insurance. That doesn't mean the law is popular. The poll shows that 47% of us disapprove of the law and that it's pretty divided along party lines. A nonpartisan study, meanwhile, shows that only 7% of the U.S. population would be subject to the part of the law that requires us to buy health insurance. Everyone else is already in compliance.
You know what I don't get?
What?
And now I'm going to get lefty on you. I don't get why we're bitching about this healthcare thing so much. Who are we protecting? Who are we as Americans? Why are we? The fact is, you know, you talk about socialized medicine.
I watched
a piece on the news over the weekend where they talked about these European countries, some of them that might be considered socialist, where you go over there and one of the things they cover is healthcare from the womb to the tomb. Where if you get sick, you never have to sweat it. You're going to be taken care of.
Well,
and they also educate you for free.
They're socialist commies, and we're Americans.
Up through the university.
Yeah.
And, you know, and is that, I mean,
there
just
are people who take that live free or die thing very literally and are not willing to give up. They're not willing to allow the government to tell them they have to buy health insurance, even though the state government tells them they have to buy car insurance.
You know what? I don't think they ought to buy it. I think we ought to buy it. We buy it
but
when we pay
them.
Our taxes.
I know. And see, that's
what I think.
And I agree with you, but people think we're socialists for thinking that.
Then I'm a socialist.
Right.
It's big business. They're,
then I'm here to say I'm a socialist. It is big business.
That's all it is.
Right. Pharmaceutical industry.
That's
you know,
who
everything.
Wins.
It's money, money, money.
Exactly.
But everybody is Americans. Why are we giving a rat's ass when it will help us? If somebody could say tomorrow to everybody in this room, tomorrow you'll flip a light switch when you wake up in the morning, no more, you know, worrying about health care. You will be covered just like you're covered if you want to go to a public school.
Yeah.
That it's done.
Right.
How many people are going to say no to that?
Right.
If you flick a switch
with nothing changing. I would say that's great.
Great. Great.
Yeah, but what lies underneath all of this is that And I have brothers and sisters who are doctors.
Right.
So what they're getting from their inner circle is if this happens, is that their own pay is going to go down. The way that hospitals pay doctors and the quality of care for the patients will go down.
How do we quantify that?
What that is saying to me, I've heard that argument before, and I'm just going to say this.
I don't agree with it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that, they're going to be good and bad doctors forever. The quality of care goes down whether your doctor goes out and has an extra martini at lunch the day before. Mm-hmm. He might not be on his game. That's what results in care going.
Dr. O'Mara, pardon me.
Pardon me. Yes,
yes. And neither do my brother
Professor of Rangoon.
And neither do my brother or sister, because if you really are the type of doctor you want to be and you take that Hippocratic oath.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Is that what they say?
Yes.
Good for them. That means they're good doctors.
You will do the best job you can
do. I'm sure it will work out.
I just don't get all this hoopla about it.
I think once again, they're the rich
for crying out loud.
Health insurance companies and medical care companies are cloaking this in an American freedom issue.
Right.
And that gets everyone riled up and against it. They don't like people don't think they don't like being told what
just
to do.
How cool would it be if we didn't have to sweat it?
Yeah.
With all the taxes that we all pay in this country, wouldn't it be great if we knew that we were going to be covered?
Considering what I've been through, Mike. You have no idea.
Right.
Yeah, well, seriously. Several of us,
And we hassle with it because we're stupid. Yeah. And we let the people spoon feed us from these industries.
That's right.
And we believe they're bull.
You're preaching.
And
to
it
fire.
Really, really pissed. Hey, he said it twice.
I did it twice, but I edit it.
News about food. A new study from the University of California has proven that chocolate can trim your waist if you exercise. UC San Diego. Ooh. Followed 1,000 men and women who exercised.
This chocolate tastes horrible.
Regularly. That's.
What is that, a baby Ruth?
Those who ate chocolate 5 times a week had a lower body mass index than those who didn't. This is among exercising healthy Americans. They found that chocolate speeds up your metabolism and protects you from sensitivity to insulin.
Hi.
And a study at the University of Scranton has found that popcorn, in a way, is healthier than fruits and vegetables. Popcorn is high in an antioxidant known as polyphenol. Polyphenols fight everything from wrinkles to heart disease.
Popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Delicious.
I like popcorn.
How about chocolate-covered popcorn?
I think I'll go see the Hunger Games tomorrow.
And
is
get
this
some popcorn.
Making you hungry?
I need some popcorn.
No butter, though.
No butter.
Oh, yes, butter.
And just because, hot butter, right?
Yeah, oh, this is popcorn.
A great song. From the 1970s, right?
Yeah, like 73, maybe?
Womp, 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 womp. Very good. And just because McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell are among the biggest fast food places doesn't mean they make us happy. In fact, a new survey says the happiest customers eat at Subway, Arby's, and Chick-fil-A. Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Burger King are on the least happy customer list with those folks' fast food experience.
Chick-fil-A pisses me off because it's too crowded and it's ruined my parking lot in Leesburg.
I will tell you this.
Everyone is there always.
You know what? And another reason I think if you go to Subway, this is a fact. I'm not, this is no bulletin.
Not an ad.
You feel better after you eat Subway.
Yeah.
And you're satisfied and you feel better. I had that discussion with my daughters at Subway this very weekend where you go to, you know, you get a quarter pounder with cheese. It's a great rush if you, you feel like caca afterwards.
Yeah. Do the thing where you order your Subway sandwich in Spanish.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Tomate, lechuga, sal y pimienta, y mayonesa.
Very nice.
Mucho mayonnaise.
Mucho mayonnaise. No. Light. How would I say light mayonnaise?
A little bit.
Un poquito.
Un poquito mayonesa.
Yeah, there you go.
Lechuga, tomate, y sal y pimienta. That's salt and pepper.
And then she says... Mia dear?
Mia dear. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking to her because she's Korean. Asian,
yes. And the Texas Rangers have just added a new hot dog to their menu. It's a 1 pound broomstick on a loaf of bread topped with chili, cheese, fries, and all the rest. It sells for $26 and has upward of 3,000 calories.
Nice. So you're supposed to eat it with your friends, right?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is it kosher?
I doubt.
I don't know.
And finally, we now know that there is oil in western North Dakota, and that's caused a boom in truck traffic there. But that's not the only boom it's caused. There are only 3 rest stops on those long highways, and that's led to an increase of trucker bombs.
Where's this?
This is in western North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota, okay.
Yeah, out on those desolate highways.
My ass is starting to hurt already thinking about Sturgis.
3 rest stops. Wow. Trucker bombs.
What are you planning to do out there?
I like to stop. I like to stop frequently.
Of course you do.
Yeah, because my ass hurts. not the bad part of my ass, but my tailbone.
Oh, the great part of your ass.
Yeah, the good part. The pretty part.
I know all about it.
Trucker bombs. That's the problem in western North Dakota. Trucker bombs.
Yes.
These are plastic bottles that once held soda or water but now hold urine, and as they heat up in the Dakota sun, they explode.
Look at the good part.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is one-of-a-kind art and jewelry. What is that called again? Art and
jewelry.
Thank you. You forged the idea.
Jewelry.
They forged the materials. Don't buy mass-produced stuff. Contact MC Ginsburg for him, her, it, or you.
They have the best jewels.
MCGinsburg.com or click their ad on our page. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jewelry.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.